arrow tie, or a numbered list of friends and their salient attributes. In trying to win her, the sinner is saved, for the road to the depot is horribly long. From heights in Aleppo I warble my song. The chorus is right, but the verse is all wrong. Depraved in the depot we raved. Alas for the pathos, alack for the woe, which the sinner inferred from her virtuous speeches on the nature of sex with subliminal leeches, and clandestine banquets with apples and peaches, that terrible woman would never let go. Yet terrible not in a terrible way, for the road to Inferno's seductively smooth, except that she'd lisp, let the thycophant ooth, light-hearted aping of General Booth, whose eyes were abnormally grey. As grey as a grave, as purple as puce, as pink as the gleam of an earthenware moose, it reeked of the bathos, it stank of the snow in the serpentine garden where hazelnuts blow. It seeped like a serpent and spat like a Turk or a clarinet grinder whose sons will not work. It oozed like an oyster whose eyes are alight or an overfed bullfinch about to take flight. It even avoided eventual death by breathing no more and by mooring its breath to the side of the bath, for the nuptial path is grey as a gannet that's needing a bath. Oh, do not disparage our unfinished marriage. Our tandem at random is locked in the garage. It will not be let loose. My memory is like a little mushroom in the sea, drowning in a notion where to be is not to be. Oh, happy fungus! My cross is born of parents still, where crust is crossed with bread, and I should be a baker still if I'd not lost my head. I went to beat my baker. I blew it. I saw red. Yeast be among us. The sea is like a lichen that fills the yawning pit. It wobbles like a pyroflate like it, like anyone who seeks the heights that Margalit has hit, where thermotrichs and gastrobranchs like little insects flit. Asphyxia follows. Oh, Arthur, my mother was seldom a sponge. The days were so few that my mother would plunge. Absorbent and helpless she lay in the gunge, unhelpful she wallows. O Gawain, my father's a secretive pea, who's hidden his head in a hole by the sea, tormented by swallows, and later the gallows protrude from the shallows to swallow marshmallows or arable aloes. No goats means no hallows, and no more goodbyes to hide from his issue our tissue of lies. She isn't the type you could talk to all night, nor the sort you could strangle all day, nor sing to, nor sigh to, nor actually cry to, and yet... She isn't a girl who is part of this world, though the world is her pitch and her pay. She says not a word, and seldom is heard, though echo disdains to delay this threat. In trying to silence her paean of pride, I'd lost track of my mind on the way. I think she would make me a terrible bride in the marital pavement of grey. It would have been so much warmer inside, I regret. My regret was delayed for a day and a half, but what could I do but dismay, for the time of the wedding was not on the graph, and who had been weeping all day? Margalet. My love, we were a sadsome two, I deem. It's not your dismal vapours I esteem, nor yet the callous way in which you scheme. Ma tête! We didn't dissemble, we didn't deceive, for if I'm an Adam, why then she's an Eve. Forget! And yet... Oh, tell me, is the silent serpent gone, as promised in his edict of the 8th? For lo, his trail leads to the abyss. We listen for his wicked hiss that frightens all of Babylon as much as Byron's wraith. Oh, tell me, is a certain Spurgeon here? His likeness has been etched upon my back. Did Orgelusa suffer on the cross, and will our cooking buns conceal his loss, or strike him with a cudgel from the rear and spoil his new expensive anorak? And will our burning cooks conceal the snake inside a smouldering sulphur cake, a marinated weapon take? Our hegemony cries to crooks, repay, on every 20th quarter day, rejoice in Nosnibor alway. Our cooks to parsimony cry, begone, and bid that welder solder on, the Duke of Gloucester is no John. Oh, tell me, is the sparkling stream a fire, and is the noble lutanist a liar, and does the tennis player wield a wiry lute, the unspeakable bastard, the horrible brute, with teeth made of jute? Oh, Kaya, I shoot. At first I didn't see the staring eyes. It was a most umbilical disguise, in some respects, though, just a bit unwise. It was a most unbiblical surmise, though not, I think, of irreligious size, among the most empirical replies of all. At last my searching found the faceless stare, and lost it later, I don't know where. She didn't choke. I asked her, do I care? My seventh friend, I say, was debonair, though thought for her was oddly rare. She didn't care. I choked the old au pair, Eve Hall. I celebrate again. At first it caused me unrelenting pain. The hairs that hide my back are in the main concealed from others in the rain. The coinage of the heat-oppressed brain which bought a half-uncooked electric train for Saul. I speculate. My undernourished three are for the mayfly, if I've any. He will know, for he has many wisdom teeth. The monarchy dislikes them all but me, as sitting in their royal pobble tree, whence apples are thrown down by gravity in fall. The stair in the step was Peregrine's prep.